You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Anything in your world to report or no?
Not really. Yesterday, nothing too exciting, man. Just catching up on some honey-do lists and making Mr. Reed-a-Reno get his thank you cards done for all the gifts that he got for his birthday. And
thank you for doing that.
Making Lila do some math. There actually is a story out this morning about talking about how parents feel unprepared for the upcoming school year. Mm-hmm. And they're not really, you know, they don't even remember like how to get their kids up for school and pack a lunch and mm-hmm. help them with homework. And we're trying to negate that just a little bit by having our kids still do work over the summer as far as schoolwork and keep up on writing and reading and some math. And little Lila's still doing pretty good at her math. It's kind of cute to sit there and watch her count on her fingers. So,
you got about a month till classes start.
About a month, yeah, till they go back. Get a little free time now in my afternoons. So, really nothing too exciting for me. What's going on in your world?
So, I must report that my father-in-law, Gretchen's dad, passed away, sadly, about 2.5 years ago. And since then, it's been interesting watching my mother-in-law because she is, I guess it's mostly because of her faith that she wants to still be married. So we went through the whole rigmarole, I guess, what was that, a year ago?
Yeah.
A little over a year ago, I think, where she met a guy using a matchmaker service and promptly 2 weeks later married him. And a week after that, they got it annulled or divorced. And then 2 weeks after that, they remarried. And then they got it annulled again.
Oh, boy.
And I walked in the room the other day, and Gretchen announced, she goes, well, my mom's getting married again.
Oh, no. What is happening?
I'm telling you, it's she's coming up on 80 years old, and it's a faith thing where she just, in her mind, she has to be a married woman. So she's meeting these guys, and after just a week or so, they're...
Well, you don't have a lot of time, we'll say, at that age, you know, so...
Yeah.
When you find love, you jump on it real quick, like...
This guy is 81, and the reports coming out of Utah are that he's a nice man.
He's a nice man, good. Is this different than the guy with the procedure that he had on his hand?
Yes, yeah, a different guy.
Different guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
She's flying through men.
Yeah, I'm curious to how much money the matchmaker service has made off of her. I'm not lying. It's into five figures. Easy.
Man.
Yeah.
Really?
So she's blowing through Gretchen's inheritance.
I was just going to say that.
Looking for a man.
Don't expect any money.
I never do, buddy.
But you know what? At least she's finding happiness, Dom.
Is she? I'm not so sure. I don't think this has anything to do with happiness.
There's got
to
be a little bit of happiness in there.
Mm-mm.
No?
Like that last guy, there was no happiness involved in that. It was just convenience.
Just companionship and convenience?
Not even that.
Really?
Purely convenience to be married.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just part of my life, and it's funny. You know, I love that Gretchen, her attitude about it is great. She's just like, oh, well, my mom's getting married again. So.
Yeah, not again.
What do you want? What do you want for dinner? There was this talk of flying out to it, and I put my foot down on that. I was like, no.
You're not, because you'll have to do it again in a couple months. You know?
I just know this is ridiculous. They shouldn't, you know, I guess her mom is even putting together invitations to send
out.
No, I was like,
she's
you're
not.
80 years old. You don't send out invitations.
Booking a venue, getting centerpieces. And
yeah, just no.
No.
No, you only get to do that.
But it's cute, too. Come on, there's a cuteness factor to it. Mm-hmm. Little 80-year-old lady sending out wedding invitations. There, that's cute.
Well, I guess.
She's got to be pretty good at it now, too.
Once you know, the funny thing is, you know how she feels about me. So the invitation would only come to Gretchen.
Right.